Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on the key to knowing truth. You know, one of the biggest fallacies in knowing truth is how God works in our lives. Many Christians believe the stronger we are in God, the more truth we will know. Well, my friend, this is 100% incorrect. The truth is, the more we know God, the more truth we will know. And why? Well, because God is truth. The same with sin, my friend. Many Christians, they wrongly believe the more verse they know and the more they go to church, the stronger they will become in God and the better Christians they will be. Well, guess what? Wrong again. That God's means of delivering us from sin is not by making us stronger and stronger, but by making us weaker and weaker. Let me say that again. This is very important. God's means of delivering us from sin is not by making us stronger and stronger, but by making us weaker and weaker. Now, this is a strange way that would lead us into victory, you would say, but it is God's divine way. God sets us free from the dominion of sin, not by strengthening our old man of the flesh, but by crucifying him, and not by helping him to do anything, but by removing him from the heart of our lives. For years, maybe you have tried fruitlessly to exercise control over yourself, and perhaps this still is your experience, but once you really see the truth, you will recognize that you are indeed powerless to do anything but to set yourself aside in God altogether, because Christ has done it all. Let me say that again, because Christ has done it all. Such a discovery brings human striving and self-effort to an end. That is why the normal Christian life must begin with a very definite knowing, which is not just knowing something about the truth, nor understanding some important doctrine. Oh no, it is not an intellectual knowledge at all, but an opening of the eyes of the heart, that single eye that we have discussed in the past, to see what we have in Christ, who is our hope of glory. Now, how do we know that our sins are forgiven? Is it because our pastor or somebody has told us so? Why, no. We just know that our sins are forgiven. If I asked you how you know, you would simply answer, I don't know, I just know. Such knowledge comes by divine revelation. It comes from the Lord Himself. Of course, the fact of the forgiveness of our sins is in the Bible, but for the written Word of God to become a living Word of God to us, He has to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Ephesians 1:17. What we need is to know Christ in that way, through the Spirit in wisdom and revelation, and not through traditions of men or Bible information or some doctrine of men. Oh no. You know, there comes a time in regards to any new apprehension of Christ when we know it in our heart. We see it in our spirit. In Hebrews 11:13, Paul writes of the hall of faith, all of those patriarchs in the Bible, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. And they were persuaded of them, and they embraced them, and they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims in this land. Hebrews 11:13. Well, wow. Did you get that? They all died. Abel, Enoch, Abraham, Noah. I mean, all of them. They all died, not receiving the promise that God had for them. Yet, they saw the promise afar off. Well, my friend, where did they see the promise? They saw the promise in their heart and in their spirit. David said in Psalms 19:14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, thy strength and my Redeemer." Psalms 19:14. The word meditation here is Strong's 1902, which means a musical notation or a picture. In other words, heart picture. So let the words of my mouth and the picture of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Wow. How is this heart picture developed in us? Or how about in the patriarchs, you know, in Hebrews 11:13, where they saw the promises afar off? Well, God got his paintbrush out. My friend, you know God has the paintbrush? Well, God got his paintbrush out and began to paint a picture of his promises in their heart to them. How the more that they meditated on what God told them then, and the more they went over what God said, the more they reviewed what they were told, you know, what God has told them, the more they go over what was written down, the more God could paint a picture of his promises in their heart to them. Back in 1996, when the Lord began to open up some things to me about our future, he spoke about my travels and what I would be doing. So I said, wow, you know, how did Jesus and the disciples do the things that God said I would be doing? Wow. So I went ahead and I broke open the Bible and I began to study how Jesus did things and how the disciples and how they moved in the Spirit. I took notes. I reviewed them daily and deleted to them and I added to them. You know, my notes became alive to me. Every day after I studied the Word of God, first things first, Bible, then anything else, I studied my notes. Days and weeks and months went by. I made flashcards. I studied my notes till I could roll my head back and look up and see my notes in the air. I could even change pages of my notes. And at night, I would have dreams of my notes. Wow. In color, my notes and the Word of God was painted on my heart. That God painted them there, wow, with his paintbrush. So how easy was it to do whatever God wanted me to do? It was easy. All I had to do was close my eyes and look up. I could see my notes in the Spirit. I could see what God wanted me to do. So all I had to do was just do it. I saw it and I did it. I still do this. Allow God to paint a picture in my heart by meditating on what God wants me to do. There's a spiritual principle here in action, my friend. Now open up your spirit wide here. And if you cannot see what is happening in your life, then it will never happen. Let me say that again. If you cannot see it happening in your life, then it will never happen in your life. I don't care what promises you're holding on to or what promise you're standing on. If God did not say it, then it's not going to happen. Let me say that again. If God did not say it, if God did not speak it, then it's not going to happen. Wow. In John 11:40, it says, Jesus says this, "Said I not unto thee, if thou wouldest believe, thou shalt see the glory of God." And this is the rule of three. It's how faith operates, my friend. God must say it, or he must write it in our heart. We must believe it. Then and only then, we shall see the glory of God. But what a promise, what a promise God has spoken to us. A light has shined into our inner being, and we are wholly persuaded of this fact. What is the truth of the forgiveness of our sins is no less true of our deliverance from sin. Let me say that again. What is true of forgiveness of our sins is no less true of the deliverance of our sins. Amen? More next week. More next week on knowing the truth. Knowing the key to knowing the truth. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a tremendous week to come, and that these teachers are just filling your heart with love and understanding, and the Holy Spirit is able to work in your life, and you're just becoming more and more conformed into the character of our wonderful dear Son, Jesus Christ. God bless. Amen.